Today I'm talking about a legend in the world of personal style archetype, David Kibbe, and specifically how different ways of using separates produce different effects. Welcome to episode 30 of the Signature Style Systems podcast. I've been releasing an episode every Monday for 6 months without fail, although today, being tax day in the US, was a near fail. If you've been enjoying the show, would you consider leaving me a written review?
Do you wish you could show up to everything in life feeling like yourself? This is Signature Style Systems, and I'm Rebecca Milkey. I know you sometimes feel self-conscious about how you look because I did too. Now I have a process for discovering your style DNA. In this podcast, I will teach you how to work with your body's design to find clothes that fit and flatter, what you need based on your lifestyle, and where to find your aesthetic. So grab a pen and a sticky note. Let's dive in.
Thousands of women around the globe are obsessed with finding their Kibbe type. About 10 years ago, I went down the rabbit hole too, and I bought David Kibbe's book, Metamorphosis, Discover Your Image Identity and Dazzle as Only You Can. If you have a chance to look at this book, you should. If only for the, I don't know if it was written in 1990 or something like that, but the illustrations are amazing. Pictures from that era. So in today's episode, I'm going to rip a takeaway out of his system and relate it to how you can use separates strategically in your wardrobe. So Kibbe's system has 13 image identities or style archetypes. They're from dramatic, which is the most yang. It's all based on yin and yang, to romantic, being the most yin. And classic in the middle being very balanced yin and yang. So I'm not going to give you all the details of the system in this episode, but there's some strategies that I wrote about in 2014 in a blog post, and I'm going to share those with you. But first, did you know that I have a style personality quiz it's not based on the yin and yang body type or of your body type or anything like that. It's based on what's important to you in your style. So anyway, you can find the link to take that quiz either in the show description below here or at my website, signaturestylesystems.com. So in Kibbe's system, the entire system applies the concept of yin and yang to both your body and your facial features, and then spits out kind of a comprehensive list of recommendations. So everybody who is a soft natural in his system is going to have the same set of recommendations. And this sounds and feels limiting, but I know that it's really not meant to be. So David Kibbe and his wife are very active in the Facebook groups around his concepts. And he's been really generous in offering not like individual advice there. You have to pay and go see him for that, but suggestions and projects that you can do if you want to come up with your own. But honestly, I don't know what to think about the hours that women spend trying to decipher their Kibbe type. So here's an alternative. You can do, as one of my very, very first clients back in the day did, after I gave her her body type information and her recommendations, she asked me if I had any idea what her Kibbe type was. So what I did was I went through the recommendations, the personal recommendations that I had given her, and I reverse engineered them and came up with what would have, you know, which Kibbe type has those recommendations. And she resonated with those, but she would never have gotten to them by just reading the book and trying to figure it out on her own. So if you want to save yourself all those do-it-yourself hours, you can check out my style discovery packages at signaturestylesystems.com. So according to Kibbe, the use of separates is a distinctive of the artistic expression of each style, or what he calls image identities. So I went through the book and I distilled his 13 categories down to four. There's really five. So starting with the dramatic. So the dramatic is best in a powerful head-to-toe look rather than using what was called mix and match back in those days, or building outfits out of separates. The number two, the romantic, combines soft, drapey separates in a blended rather than contrasting manner. Then the natural type is the one who majors in mix and match. And they kind of look matronly or frumpy in an overly matchy-matchy look. Then he uses the term gammon, and that those people use separates to create a well-coordinated look with a lot of animated detail. I don't really know how to translate the idea of gammon into something that makes sense the way we talk about our style today. But in a very broad consideration of various style personalities or characters, gammon could fall into like a pop look, edgy, contemporary. Basically, it's a youthful look worn by a woman with a boyish flair. I think gammon means like little boy in French. Okay, so then the fifth type is classics. And in a direct quote from the book, Kibbe says, "Use carefully and sparingly. An obvious use of separates is counterproductive to your elegance. Make sure colors, textures, and prints blend together to maintain your smooth visual lines." So I think I've mentioned this before. I mean, a lot of times now we think of mix and match or the use of separates, sort of in a capsule idea. And while the capsule concept makes sense to me in a mathematical and theoretical perspective, it never seems to work practically, because there's always a combination, almost always a combination of pieces that works the best. And but going back to these five strategies, I think the capsule could definitely work well for the natural and possibly for the dramatic and romantic as well, if they, stayed within the limitations. Personally, I relate most to the gammon. I like to make fun combinations, and slightly to the classic. And I think that those are probably the least likely of these style archetypes to do well with a capsule or mix and match strategy. So for the classic, they probably do best with their head-to-toe outfits that they've created to maintain that balanced and smooth silhouette. And then the gammon look has just a lot of complexity to it that makes mix and match sort of complicated. And I'm going to suggest if you went through my programs, I could help you figure out which one of these strategies would work best for you. I probably could do that based on your Myers-Briggs type, which is the first thing in my style discovery programs. But I think you probably know intuitively kind of which one works best for you. So, if it's not immediately obvious which one works best for you, I would just suggest that for your homework this week. Observe these four or five different ways of using separates, and then try some different ways of combining outfits within your wardrobe and see which one suits you the best. So here's the five types in recap. Dramatic wants to use a powerful head-to-toe look as opposed to mix and match. Romantic combines soft drapey separates in a blended rather than contrasting manner. Natural types major in mix and match and look frumpy in an overly matchy-matchy look. Gammon use of separates creates a well-coordinated look with a lot of animated detail. And then classic is best in an elegant blended head-to-toe look. So which one of these strategies for using separates resonates with you? Thank you so much for being here for the Signature Style Systems podcast, and just have fun being you.
If this episode blessed you, it would mean so much to me if you left me a written 5-star review on Apple Podcasts. And please share this podcast with your best friends so you can support each other in your signature style journey.